Welcome to the Design Doctor Podcast, where we talk about how to decorate, remodel, or build a home without losing your mind. I'm your host, Krisha Palmer, physician turned interior designer and life coach. So come on in and have a seat. Let's talk. Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. I want you to imagine this. You're working on your bedroom, giving your bedroom a freshen up, and you've ordered a bed, nightstands, and a dresser. You had a hard time deciding which nightstands worked with what dresser and bed, but you made your best guess, and finally they're delivered, and you place them in your room. You look at it, you take a step back, look at it. It's okay, but something just seems off, even though you can't really pinpoint what it is. You wish you were better at visualizing things altogether, but now it's too late. Does this sound familiar? If it does, it's totally okay. I think this happens for most people. And I think it's more likely to happen to people who naturally aren't great visual thinkers. So what do I mean by visual thinking? Well, I'm reading a book right now by Temple Grandin called Visual Thinking, The Hidden Gifts of People Who Think in Pictures, Patterns, and Abstractions. And the author, Temple Grandin, is a professor of animal science at Colorado State University, and she's the author of 4 New York Times bestsellers. She's autistic and has been a pioneer in researching and developing the humane treatment of farm animals. And in fact, there was a movie, a biopic made about her in 2010 that features Claire Danes as Dr. Grandin. So in her book, which I have found fascinating, she describes that there are some of us who think in pictures and patterns, and some of us who think primarily in words. And there are also about, I've seen numbers from 1 to 4% of the population who have something called aphantasia, which is where you're unable to visualize anything. So a few examples of this are in her descriptions of herself and how she grew up really strongly thinking in pictures and images, and this really resonated with me. So she says in her book, "When I walk into a room, I immediately see anything that is off kilter. The way a verbal thinker will pick out a misplaced comma or a typo in a sentence. The stuff that shouldn't be there or is slightly off jumps out." She also says, and this is quoting directly from her book, "I still believed everybody thought the same way I did. In a series of associated photorealistic pictures or in short trailer-like films playing in my mind." Another quote from her book, she says, "My mind is not a raft on a sea of words. It's an ocean of images." So think about yourself for a second. Where do you think you fall on that spectrum? Would you say that you have a really vivid imagination and you see images very clearly in your mind? Maybe you don't see any at all? Or maybe there's somewhere, maybe you're on the spectrum somewhere in between. So does this remind you of how you think? If the quotes that I just read really resonate with you, it's likely that you're a strong visual thinker. But if it sounds foreign to you, you might be more of a verbal thinker. There's actually an assessment that was developed by Linda Silverman called the Visual Spatial Identifier. And it distinguishes between auditory sequential thinkers, which are language-based or verbal, and then visual spatial thinkers that are picture-based. And the assessment is in Temple Grandin's book. So I'm actually going to give it to you right now. This is so fun. I'm going to give it to you right now so you can get a better idea of where you're at. So these are just simple yes or no questions. So keep track of your yes or no answers. Question number 1, do you think mainly in pictures instead of words? Yes or no. Number 2, do you know things without being able to explain how or why? Just mark yes or no. Number 3, do you solve problems in unusual ways? Number 4, do you have a vivid imagination? Number 5, do you remember what you see and forget what you hear? Number 6, are you terrible at spelling? Number 7, can you visualize objects from different perspectives? Number 8, are you organizationally impaired? Number 9, do you often lose track of time? Number 10, would you rather read a map than follow verbal directions? Number 11, do you remember how to get to places you visited only once? Number 12, is your handwriting slow and difficult for others to read? Number 13, can you feel what others are feeling? Number 14, are you musically, artistically, or mechanically inclined? Number 15, do you know more than others think you know? Number 16, do you hate speaking in front of a group? Number 17, did you feel smarter as you got older? And finally, number 18, are you addicted to your computer? So just tally your yeses and nos, and you're likely to be a visual spatial learner if you answered yes to 10 or more of these questions. So I took this essay and I am definitely a visual spatial learner. If you're a visual thinker, it follows that you'll probably have an easier time visualizing how different furniture layouts will look or how that upholstered bed will look with that particular bench at the end of the bed. But even if you're good at visualizing, we often all need practice when it comes to judging whether or not two pieces work together. And in my opinion, and this is based on zero research, just my own experience, is that you can actually get better at visualization with practice. Once again, I have no evidence to support this. I need to kind of look and see if anything's been done in this area, which I will. But I feel like I've been able to, even though I'm a visual spatial learner, I've been able to increase that during my study of design. So Rick Rubin, who is a record producer who wrote a book called The Creative Act, says in his book, quote, "There is a gap between imagination and reality. An idea might seem brilliant in our mind, but once employed, it might not work out at all. Another might seem dreary at first, but then, upon execution, it might be exactly what's called for. To dismiss an idea because it doesn't work in your mind is to do a disservice to the art. The only way to really know if any idea works is to test it. And if you're looking for the best idea, test everything." So I think this is great advice. But when it comes to decorating your home, it can get expensive, right? So what's the best way to test everything without spending tons of money on ideas that don't work? Like, this is the big question, right? So this will help you test everything to improve your visualization skills. And you can utilize tools that help you visualize. And regularly using these tools will help you improve what you can do in your mind in terms of visualization. So you can get better at it, and there are tools available. So I think of it as kind of twofold. So number one, you can work on visualizing different furnishing, colors, rugs, drapery, lighting, like how all of those things come together. And then number two, I think about this separately, visualizing floor plan, furniture arrangement, and space planning. You'll need to be able to do both. And the easiest way to really exercise and get better at this, or to really practice and get better at this, is to use something very simple, just a Google slide or a PowerPoint. And I've talked about this on previous episodes. That is where you just take screenshots of your existing furniture, pictures of your existing furniture, screenshots of other items that you're wondering, you know, will work in your room. And you just put all of those screenshots on a Google slide and PowerPoint, and you look at them in context all together. And then, you know, if something seems like it doesn't work, you can take that photo away, search for something else, and you can practice this way. And this just helps you visualize it instead of sitting there and thinking, well, I wonder if that side table is going to go with that sofa. I think it will, because you're trying to just visualize it in your mind, but you're not sure. You can actually look at it. And I think that doing this over and over will actually, at least in my experience, it's helped me become even better at visualizing things just in my mind without having to do that. The second way you can increase and improve your visualization skill is by using different space planning or floor plan creating apps. There are a lot out there, and I'm frequently asked, like, is there a good app that I can use for this? What do you recommend? So I haven't done an exhaustive search, but I have looked at several. So I'm going to kind of give you my favorites off the top of my head that I really like. So one is called Floor Plan Creator. It's floorplancreator.net. It's not fancy. It's super basic, but honestly, that's probably all you need. It is really user-friendly. It's very intuitive to use. You can draw your walls, you can add in doors and windows, and you can drop furniture in, and you can change the dimensions of all of that. It just gives you flat 2D images. If you're just wanting to visualize some quick layout options for a room, Floor Plan Creator is super easy. The second one that I just recently discovered is called Room Planner. And I think, if I'm remembering correctly, it was only like $30 for 6 months. So you do have to pay for it, but it's not really expensive. It's extremely user-friendly. And what I like about it is that it uses a new technology where you can just scan your room. So you actually scan your room with your phone, and it will create the exact floor plan, including all the windows and doors for you. And I tested this out, and it's actually pretty accurate. And then you can drop in furniture from major retail brands. You can also adjust wall colors and add wall covering. So there are a lot of fun things you can do with it. You can get a 2D drawing, just a flat 2D floor plan. And you can also, just with the click of a button, get a 3D rendering. I was actually really impressed with this. So if you haven't tried it, check out Room Planner. The third one that I've discovered recently is called Magic Plan, and it's very similar to Room Planner. You scan your room, it creates the floor plan for you, and you can add furniture. It gives 2D and 3D views, and it's the lowest plan, I think, is $9.99 per month. So all of those are really good resources. I do have a few tips if you're using these apps, though, and they're very, very important to remember when you're using these apps. Number one, always double check the dimensions on the space plan. Even if you're using one that scans, well, especially if you're using one that scans your room and imports the floor plan for you, I would just measure your room and just double check that it's correct. And then the most important tip, I think, is always double check the dimensions of the furniture you're adding. So always double check the dimensions of your furniture. So even if they have, you know, popular retail brand furniture that you can just drop in, and you find the exact chair that you were looking at, say for in Crate and Barrel, I would still double check the dimensions. You want the tendency in some of these, especially if you are just choosing furniture and dropping it in, you might choose a chair that's more of like a dining chair size, so 18 by 18 or 20 by 20, because it fits in the floor plan. But what you really are looking for is a club chair that's going to be much larger. So just double check all of your dimensions of your furniture as you add it. So those are some things that you can do to help improve your visualization skills. So I'm going to wrap things up by giving you a fun practice exercise that you can do if you want to. So download Room Planner to your phone. Put on some music that relaxes you, whatever you like. I like classical music. I love jazz. Close your eyes and imagine a room in your home, but imagine it empty, okay? Absolutely nothing in it. It's just all white, blank white box. Then let the entire room, the rug, the furniture, the colors, the lighting, just imagine it. Let it come to your mind. Don't judge it. And don't say you can't do it. You can. You may not end up liking what you visualize, but you can visualize it. Don't judge it. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Just come up with that vision and then open Room Planner and recreate what you have in your mind. Again, don't judge it. It might look amazing. It might look horrible. It doesn't matter. It's a good practice. And this is one way that you can improve your visualization skills. That's all I have for you this week. I hope that you've been able to think about whether or not you're a visual thinker. And hopefully you can take some of these tips, whether or not you're a verbal thinker or a visual thinker, you can use some of these exercises to improve your visualization skills, which will ultimately help you decorate and design your home. That's all I have for you this week. I'll see you next week. Happy decorating. If you're a woman physician who loves all things design and decorating, be sure to check out my private Facebook group, House Calls for Physicians, or you can visit my website at www.housecallsforphysicians.com.